Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with The Morning Shift. It's Bo, Ali Mack, Dylan. Mike Johnson is on a much-deserved vacation, so we've got Mark Zinno filling in today. Thank goodness we do, because he's literally the only one in the studio with me today. Bo is at home for the 92.9 tailgate at home. Bo, what are you cooking up today?
So I'm doing a little pork belly today, and it's basically pork belly is where the bacon comes from. Seriously. I mean, that's where the bacon comes from. So I've got that on the smoker right now. I just threw it on there.
So you just got a big slab of bacon there?
Yeah, pretty much.
I just say bacon.
Well, it is where bacon. God, you make everything so difficult.
No, I'm just trying. I'm trying to keep it easy for the listeners. You don't have to get all fancy
so
called pork belly.
Why okay? does it have to? It doesn't have to be this
it's
way.
Like when a dentist refers to himself as a doctor. You're a dentist.
Continue, Bo.
Are you done?
Yeah, I think so.
Anyways, before I was interrupted by.
I was just firing orders from Dave Archer.
There you go again. No, see, okay. Look, I can't even get a word in. Can't even get a word in. It's like, you know what? This is like working with a guy in the afternoons. You and him are acting a lot alike right now. You just talk over people. All right.
Now you're making it personal.
Yeah, I did. It hurt, didn't it? I knew it would.
Blow the belt. Let's try to keep the gloves up.
You guys
up, okay?
are so cute.
So, no, I got a pork belly
back to your
on.
Bacon.
What I'm going to do, Allie, is I'm going to smoke it to about 200 degrees, and I will take a slice off of it and just kind of, you know, taste it and make sure it's right, but I'm going to put it in the fridge. I'm going to let it cool down, put it in the fridge, and tomorrow morning, I'm going to pull it out, slice it up, and throw it on the Blackstone with some eggs and stuff and have a little breakfast, and it really gets a nice little sear, and it's just like a little thick piece of bacon for the colonel there. Maybe I'll invite the colonel over. Who knows?
Am I allowed to speak now?
Yeah, as long as you're not talking over people. That's our rule in this show.
Okay. So basically you're doing all this with bacon and eggs.
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
But it's going to be a very delicious
Can
bacon
I tell you something?
And eggs.
What? Waffle I'm House sorry, has bacon and eggs, too.
Hey, Mark, we're not all as simple as you, okay?
Okay.
Bo, are you putting photos up on Twitter?
Yeah, I posted a video and a tweet with a video and a picture, and I've also did stuff at Instagram. So you can go to @squid929thegame and something like that.
I'm going to quote tweet it. That's just, just bacon.
Next time you two get into a little bickering match, I'm going to retweet from the 929 Morning Shift Twitter account. But it seems like you're going to have to wait a little bit to get your bacon and eggs, just like Aaron Rodgers waited a little bit to make a decision on where he was going. So apparently he's signing a one-year deal with Pittsburgh Steelers, and he will be at minicamp next week. Bo, is that what you predicted pretty much this whole time?
Almost. I actually thought he might just skip minicamp, Allie, because I figured he might not, but it's pretty much right where in line. I never, ever – this was always going to happen, and the Steelers knew it. And to think that the Steelers didn't know it, and to think that this whole – you know, if you were sitting there saying, well, I think Kirk Cousins can go to the Steelers, it's ridiculous. Like, the writing was on the wall. I think even the colonel would agree with me on this one, that this was always going to happen. There was a handshake agreement. There's a reason why the Steelers didn't draft, a quarterback. There's a reason why they didn't take a guy in the first or the second round, or even entertain it or make any other move other than Mason Rudolph, right? This is always going to happen. They met. It was a good meeting. But Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to go through OTAs. He doesn't want to do all that. He wants to show up. Now he'll have almost the best-case scenario where he'll show up for, 3 days, do minicamp, leave again, maybe go on his darkness retreat or go, you know, spelunking or whatever the hell it is he does in the offseason, and then he'll show up for training camp and he'll play. And that's what he always wanted. And if you think that he wasn't good last year, the team wasn't good. But Aaron Rodgers didn't play brutal last year, Mark.
No, he didn't. And bonus points to you for dropping a spelunking reference on a morning show. So you get points for that. But to your point, yeah, this we always kind of knew this was going to happen. Look, you know, Aaron Rodgers was pretty clear. And after we saw last year, 2 years ago, whatever it was with the Jets, where he didn't show up to mandatory minicamp because he had a trip planned.
Did
the Jets
know
about it? Well, the Jets were stupid because the Jets are stupid the way they handled the whole thing. You know, all they had to do was say, hey, listen, we're going to focus on the guys who are here. When Aaron comes back, you talk to Aaron about why he's not here and leave it at that. But, you know, the Steelers knew what the deal was. Aaron Rodgers told him, hey, I'm not going to be here until June. I'll be here for mandatory minicamp, but I'm not coming to OTAs. And they were like, okay, we'll sign you afterwards. So I am excited for Arthur Smith. Finally gets a quarterback. Finally gets a quarterback. Took him like 5 years. Between Ryan Tannehill and Marcus Crapiota and what's his name? Desmond Spitter.
Why'd you leave Matt Ryan out of that? I think Matt played okay for him. I know everyone said it was a bad
year. He did, but he actually has a quarterback and a defense now.
Well, this is – yeah, he has a defense. Yeah. Now, what – look, Aaron Rodgers has got to come play, and Arthur Smith's got to remember how to use guys. I mean, they got DK – Rodgers throwing a DK Metcalf should be exciting. The thing for me is I know there's this great – this conversation kind of goes, and the reason why Kirk Cousins was never going to Pittsburgh was, for one, Aaron Rodgers and them always had this deal going. But, Mark, too, Kirk Cousins is nothing that Arthur Smith wants. Look, I know Aaron Rodgers is not going to run the read option, but Aaron Rodgers can move a little bit in the pocket and kind of move out of the pocket. Again, he's more of Russell Wilson, I would say, except, you know, than he is Justin Fields. Obviously, he's not Justin Fields, but there's more of a Russell Wilson type. He can move and extend plays a little bit. That's more what Arthur wants. I mean, it's still not 100% what he wants. I think if, you know, in a perfect world, he would have a guy with Jalen Milroe's legs and, you know, and maybe Michael Penix's vision and arm if you want to get a young quarterback. But this is more of what he wants.
Yeah, look, I mean, again, Rodgers has the ability to, even at 40, what is he, 2? 43 now?
42, I believe.
To still be pretty mobile, all things considered. But more than anything, you know, since Matt Ryan, this is the only quarterback he's really had to put the ball on time, on target to the guy wearing the same color jersey. Like, that's a big thing.
Well, let me ask you both, because, of course, we all want to know what's going to happen with Kirk Cousins. Does this make him look a little harder at the Browns, or does this more so solidify that he is going to be the backup quarterback for the Falcons?
You need an injury.
Yeah, he's going to be here. And Mark's right. Mark, we know injuries. The injuries will probably happen, but the Browns were never realistic to me either. Allie, the conversation that the Browns got in this because of the conversation pre-draft, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't have Shedeur Sanders or Dylan Gabriel
or Joe Flacco.
When it first started, they had Flacco, and everybody, Diana Rossini kept saying, "Oh, the Browns," and I'm like, she's the only one reporting that, and I got pushback when I said that. I was told, "Well, she's hearing from them." No, she's not. Like, everything that was said about Kirk Cousins to any team was pure speculation coming from one place, Kirk Cousins' agent.
Yeah, look, Bo knows my stance on this, Allie. I want Kirk Cousins out of here. I would move him for a bag of balls and an extra groundskeeper. If your philosophy is, well, we've already spent the money, you've already spent the money. That should apply to everything. It's already spent. Get rid of him. There's no reason to have the guy here, none whatsoever. Period. So I think it's derelict management. I don't think it's good, a good locker room environment, period. There's nothing good that comes of it, but they are content to do it.
Well, that's where we disagree.
Regardless, their stance on, you know, they're not going to give him away for nothing, That's their prerogative.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Johnson was saying yesterday, you know, if we did trade Kirk for someone, we would still need a backup quarterback, a veteran backup quarterback. Where would we go with that?
That's such a lame-ass argument. No one cares about the backup quarterback. If your starting quarterback gets hurt, your season is over. Done. Finished. Over. Ended.
Yeah, that's you're not necessarily wrong, but that's not necessarily the case. If you're telling me Kirk Cousins can go somewhere and be traded for a starter, and yes, I've already spent the money, and now I've got it. The problem is, Mark, you can say
you
that all
Easton
you want.
Stick,
hold
baby.
Hold on. You can say that all you want. But you still have to go get a guy that you think is capable of winning games. That is what derelict management's like. Not just saying, well,
Easton Stick. What'd you sign him for if you didn't think he could win games?
Because you need guys to throw in training camp.
Ah, he's a training camp body?
I'm not saying Easton Stick is. I'm saying
I could be a training camp body.
Emory Jones is your training camp body. But Easton Stick, you like teams carry three quarterbacks these days. Easton Stick, most likely, I'm not saying 100% most likely, will probably be cut, and then you'll have him on the practice squad because that is how you can do things these days. Maybe not. Right. Maybe you carry three. But this Kirk Cousins can't coexist, and it's going to be a bad luck. No, it's not. It's like you just said no one cares what your backup quarterback is. He's not going to cause any issues.
No, I'm not saying he's going
to cause
any issues.
No one's going to look side-eye at him.
No, but again, here's the problem.
Tell me.
Have back-to-back bad games from Penix with a 3-interception game, and what's the first question that starts to rumble?
How was that not – that wasn't it last year?
It was. That's my point. This is why I hated this whole thing from the beginning.
But
it was that was derelict management, was signing Kirk Cousins and drafting Michael Penix. That was derelict. It was a stupid decision. I'll die on that hill forever.
It clearly wasn't because Kirk Cousins crapped the bed last year.
No, it was
and
a
now
terrible
you have
decision.
A quarterback.
Again, it was a bad process that's luckily going to work out. And I don't like it when bad process nets good results.
You know what? That's a little bit of a BS thing to say because there's a lot of bad processes that work out well and people get praised for it. Everything pretty much is a 50-50 decision in life.
Hey,
and half
hey.
The time you're a genius and half the time you're an idiot.
Bad processes netting good results is the description of my marriage, and leave that out of this.
Well, you set me up on a tee and I'm going to be a nice guy. Because I'm going to tell you something. I know something about your marriage and a lot of people do. I know how many times that happened.
We're going to cut that off right there. We're going to cut it off right there because we got to hit a break. But coming up, we'll cover the NBA Finals. Absolutely insane ending and a very special Mac drop. Typically, we have a rookie report each week, but this time we're swapping for a veteran report. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.